So let's review. At the end of the previous daf, we learned that in the opinion of Munvaz, a tinik shenishba leben hanochrim, somebody who never had any knowledge of the concept of Shabbos, does not have to bring a korban chatas at all for violating Shabbos b'shogeg. He derived this from the juxtaposition of two psukim. Teira achas yilchem lo'isa b'shkoga, and v'hanefesh asher tasa b'yad roma, that links shogeg to mezit. Ma mezit shohis lo yediyah, just as the deliberate sinner obviously had knowledge of the iser, of shogeg shohis lo yediyah, so too the inadvertent sinner had some knowledge of the iser in the past. Only then is there a chiyuv karban, upon which Rabbi Kiva asked him, according to you, we should extend this reasoning as follows. Ma mezit shohis yediyah, b'shas ma'isa, just as the mezit was aware of the iser while doing it, av shogeg shohis lo yediyah, b'shas ma'isa, so too the shogeg was aware of the iser while doing it. Amalei hen. Munvaz answered, yes indeed, I would say so. Rabbi Kiva responded, if the person was aware of the Issa while doing it, he's not considered shogeg but a mezid. Ashir began at this point, with the Gemara referring back to that discussion by asking, Vel Munvaz shkoge b'mai. According to Munvaz, what part of the Issa was he unaware of that renders him a shogeg? The Gemara answers, Kugoyin shogeg b'karban. Munvaz holds that merely not being aware that this aver is something for which a person can be chayv to bring a carbon is enough of a lack of awareness to classify him as shogeg, which now obligates him to bring a carbon and exempts him from karas. V'rabbanan shigagas carbon lo yishma shkoga. The Chacham hold that merely being unaware of a chayv carbon is not enough to classify him as a shogeg. If so, the Gemara asks, V'rabbanan shkoga b'mai. According to the Rabbanan, what must he be unaware of to be considered a shogeg? This is actually a machloikis. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, kimin sheshogag b'karas, afa pisha hizd b'lav. Rabbi Yochanan says that he would be considered a shogig and chayiv chatas if he did not know that he would be chayiv karas for this avera, even though he was fully aware that he was violating a lav. Rish Lakish Omar, ad sheyishkog b'lav v'karas. Rish Lakish hold that he is only considered a shogig if he did not even realize that he was violating a lav. Rish Lakish supports his position from the pasuk asher lo yiseh asen of Hashem. He did something that may not be done, which indicates that he was unaware of the fact that it is forbidden. Rabbi Yochanan, however, uses this pasuk to teach a different halacha. Hashav midiyasai may be carbon ashigagasai. Only someone who would not have done it had he known that what he was doing is navera can bring a carbon. Loi shav midiyasai ainu may be carbon ashigagasai. However, someone who would not have refrained from transgressing, even if he knew that it's a nisr, cannot bring a carbon. The Gemara next wants to support Rabbi Yochanan for the Mishnah later on in Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, which enumerates the 39 malachas of Shabbos, from which we also learn that a person can be chayiv 39 separate karbanos chatas on a single Shabbos if he does every single malacha. Now, 39 separate chatoyos can only be in the case of Zodin Shabbos, the Shigiges Malachis, where he is aware of Shabbos, but he is not aware of any of the 39 malachas. According to Rabbi Yochanan, this can be understood that he indeed knows that the malachas are forbidden, but he does not know that there is karas for any of the 39 malachas. However, according to Rish Lakish, that shogeg means that he is not aware that this act is forbidden. In this case, it would mean that he does not know of any one of the 39 malachas to be forbidden. In other words, he is not aware of the entire concept of Shabbos. If so, he should bring only one karban chatas. The Gemara answers, the yoda b'tchumen. He knows about Tchum Shabbos, and the Mishnah follows the opinion of Rebbe Kiva that Tchum Shabbos is d'oraisa. The Gemara next cites two cases where Abaye says that even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that one would bring a carbon only if it was Shigas Lav. He did not realize that he was violating a Lav. Amar Abaye, Hakol Moedim Shuas Bitoy. If a person made a Shuas Bitoy, an oath that he will not do something, for example, he will not eat, and subsequently he did eat, he brings a carbon only if he had forgotten about the shvuah when he violated it, which is shigagas lav. As the Gemara explains, shigagas karis is of course not applicable, because there is no karis for shvuah's bitoy. Abaye is saying that shigagas carbon is also not sufficient to consider him a shogeg, even though the chiv carbon of shvuah's bitoy is a chiddush, because we generally do not bring a carbon on a lav for which there is no karis. We do not say that Rabbi Yochanan would agree that according to the Rabbanan, in this case, Shigas Karban would be considered a Shogeg. The second case is Va'amar Abaye, Hakol Moed Metruma. Abaye suggests that all agree one is obligated to pay back the value of Truma plus a Chaimish, an additional fifth, which is plus 25%, for eating Truma b'Shogeg, only if he was unaware that it was usher for him to eat Shigas Lav. Rava Amar, Misa B'Mokim Karas Amedis. Rava disagrees and says that the chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim for Yisrael who eats truma b'mezid is the equivalent of karas. Therefore, shigas misa would render him a shigig, similar to shigas karas according to Rabbi Yechanan. The Gemara next deals with the following scenario. If a person is wandering and lost track of the days of the week and has no idea which day is Shabbos, there is a machlokes amirum which day to observe a Shabbos. Amar Rav Huna, moyne shisha yamim umesham yom echad. He should count 6 days and keep Shabbos on the seventh, just like the seventh day after the creation of the world was Shabbos. Chibar Rav Omer, misham yom echad umoyne shisha. He should observe the first day of Shabbos, just like Adam HaRishon kept the first day after he was created as Shabbos. This opinion is rejected from an explicit brayso that says, Moyne shisha umeshama yom echad. He should count 6 days and then observe Shabbos. Now we must remember that every day is actually a suffix deraisa, whether that day is Shabbos. Therefore the Gemara says, B'chol yom v'yom oisilei parnasasai afilu hu yom. He is allowed to do work to sustain himself on each of the days, even the day he is keeping as Shabbos, because it's pekoach nefesh, a matter of life and death. However, that applies only to the bare minimum necessary to sustain life and no more. The only way that the designated day is recognizable as Shabbos is b'kiddusha ve'avdalta, by him making kiddush and avdala at the beginning and end of that day. Rava teaches that if the person knows how many days ago he left, but does not remember which day of the week it was, he can assume that he did not set out on Shabbos, since it is usur to travel on Shabbos. Therefore, he may do unlimited malacha when he gets to that day of the week, which would be the 8th, 15th day, etc. from the day that he left. The Gemara points out, however, that he may not assume that it was not Friday either, which would allow him 2 days of unlimited work, because although people generally do not embark on a trip on Friday, under certain circumstances they would do so. The Daf concludes with the Gemara referring back to the first two cases taught in the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek. Kol Shecheach Ikur Shabbos. One who did not know that a concept called Shabbos exists, and he violated many Shabbos, he would bring only one Karban Chatas. Haidei Iker Shabbos, one who knows about the concept of Shabbos, but did not realize that this day was Shabbos, and he did many Malachas over many Shabbos, must bring one Chatas for each Shabbos he violated. The Gemara here teaches us that the sources in the Torah for the differences in these two cases are the following two Pesukim. The Shomer B'nei Yisrael is a Shabbos. The word Shabbos is singular. The word Shabsoisai is plural. One of these Pesukim is interpreted as the observance for many Shabbos, and the other as a separate observance for each Shabbos. But there is a Machlokes Amirum which Pasuk refers to which idea. Rashi explains. The Torah is saying that sometimes one carbon suffices for many Shabbos, and sometimes a carbon is required for each Shabbos. The Torah left it to the Chacham to determine the respective circumstances based on Svara reasoning. Therefore, in our first case, this total ignorance of the concept of Shabbos, he brings only one carbon because it is chadash gaga, one mistake. In the second case, where he is aware of the concept of Shabbos but did not remember on those given days that it was Shabbos, he brings a separate carbon for each Shabbos because tuva shgagas havin, each Shabbos is a separate mistake, as Rashi in the Mishnah explains. Because at some point in the week, a person becomes aware of the correct day of the week, thereby realizing that the given day was Shabbos. Once a person becomes aware and then forgets again, it is considered a separate shkoga.